And 1, 2, 3, and four.
Roar, roar, roar.
Here we go.
Oh, hello, and welcome. You're listening to The Clatch on Voice of Vashon, 101.9. Voice of Vashon right here in downtown Vashon, Washington. I'm Linda Nygaard, and with me in the studio are Heidi Skrypek. Hi, Heidi.
Howdy.
And Susan McCabe.
Hello.
Hello. Together, we three, sometimes known as the busiest mouths on Vashon, will discuss, laugh, cry, and pontificate on many subjects. Nothing's taboo here, except those famous seven words that Heidi keeps slipping with.
Yes, right.
We hope you can pull up a chair and have a cuppa and give a listen as we wend our way through the next hour. Today, we have two special guests in the studio with us. I really wish we had picture radio because these girls are dressed to the nines.
Aww.
These two women are known as the Filson sisters. They are Anne and Nancy Filson, the
Hello,
identical
Vashon.
Twins.
Hello.
So glad to be here.
Hello. We're so glad you're here.
I mean, it's an overstatement. We're here.
Mildly delighted.
I'm so glad you're here. And you look beautiful.
Thank you very much.
That's a true statement.
Yes. They are my favorite pair of nuts.
Oh, sorry, Sue.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we will hear more from them in a little bit. I'm sure we'll hear more. But let's do a check-in. We haven't been here in a little while, and let's see what's been going on. What's been going on with you, Heidi?
Oh.
Swimming? How's the garden?
I know. What should you want the truth?
Which subject should we pick?
Let's see. Harvested a whole bunch of pumpkins.
You did.
Been eating a whole bunch of pumpkin curry, pumpkin soup, things
are
that are orange.
Are you baking with your sugar pumpkins?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
There's fabulousness. Cubing, freezing, all mm-hmm. the things. So,
all
yeah.
Oh, great.
That's happening. I swam a Catalina relay in August. I swam another one in September just because I can't get enough of those burly seamen.
I've loved the pictures before. Of them. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're quite beautiful specimens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
And visits with family. How's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's good.
Yeah.
And what about you, Susan? I know you've been doing some traveling.
I've been traveling internationally.
Yes.
Indeed, I have.
Quite
yes.
sophisticated woman.
Yes, yes. Suddenly I can say ciao. And yes. And so I spent a week in Italy
yes.
with a bunch of painters, as led by Pam Ingalls, the famous Pam Ingalls.
Yeah,
and then cool. I went to the UK to visit my two sons who are shooting a film in the UK.
So exciting.
It's very exciting. I was at their set.
Like this is a real movie?
Yeah, this is a small movie, which is like $10 million. And mm-hmm. it's still like a military installation.
Is it?
It's offices and sound stages and a huge crew and one department after another.
Oh, my goodness.
Stunt coordinators mm-hmm. and stunt scenes. It's really cool.
Are they at the rehearsal stage yet, or are they building? Is that what they're doing
still
now?
They're still in building and production. They just mm-hmm. finished casting the whole thing. They've got a couple of veterans from the Game of Thrones in their cast. And a couple people whose faces I recognize, but I can't remember their names.
It's strange that we never heard from them.
Strange.
It's
yes.
very strange.
We'll
probably
fear not,
the
you
party.
Probably will. Yeah.
Maybe our agent just turned it down right from the get-go.
That could be. It probably wasn't enough money.
That's probably
yeah. probably
$10
wasn't.
Mil.
Yeah,
probably
Game
wasn't.
Of the whole thing?
Yeah.
The Game
yeah,
of Cream
of Crones.
That's oh, God, that's good.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
Game of Crones.
Yeah. Well, plus there's a whole lot of blood involved. You might not.
Yeah,
want
I wouldn't want that. It's a pretty violent film.
Been years. Yeah.
Well, so as for me,
please.
I've been busy helping with the production of the story of Edgar Sawtelle.
Yeah.
In a very minor way, but I try to get involved every chance I get because it's so exciting.
Okay.
And that opens on October 11th and runs through the 20th at Vashon Center for the Arts. And it is a story about dogs and people. And I'm not going to tell you too much because it's a really wonderful, wonderful thing. And I've just been working a little bit with the crew. Today I got to take lunch over to them and, you know, made them all very happy. And it's just been really fun. And I'm looking forward to seeing. There's a pay-as-you-will dress rehearsal on Thursday night. So Ooh. You can just go,
yes,
you know,
yes.
if you want to do that, which is really going to be fun. And then I have a little secret that I really haven't announced yet, and it is that I am planning a trip to the Yukon on October 23rd.
Is that where the potatoes come from?
No, no, that's not the potatoes. That's where the Northern Lights come from.
Oh.
And the Eskimo people. Well, no, Eskimos don't live there, but I'm going up there, so I'm really excited about
You're
gonna
that. You're going to go dog sledding?
There won't be snow up there yet. It'll be cold, but there won't be enough snow. I've been dog sledding, but not in the Yukon. I've That's never been to the Yukon, like to and I've always wanted to go. I have an aunt who lives there and some cousins I haven't seen in 30 years.
What?
Yeah, and so we're going to do some, there's mineral hot springs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We're going to go to Skagway, which is a two-hour drive, for what I've told is the best seafood you'll ever have and wonderful gold mining history, so... Mm. I will be talking about that when I get back.
Can cool. you do any gold mining just for
probably,
fun?
Probably.
You should do it.
Yeah, do some gold panning or something. Maybe I should take a pickaxe with me.
And your Canadian tuxedo. Don't forget
Yeah, not
that.
Sure that'll get you through security.
Yeah.
What is a Canadian tuxedo?
Oh, a Canadian tuxedo is
denim on
jeans
the top and denim
a jean
on the
jacket.
Bottom.
Yeah. Oh, double denim.
Double denim.
Oh, double denim. Yes.
Better yet if you could put a denim shirt underneath.
For the full effect.
The Canadians love that.
I love it.
And then I have one more thing that we need to talk about, and I'll get through it. I'd like to take a minute to tell our audience something that we three co-hosts have decided. And that is that, you know, The Clatch has been on the air now for 4 years, maybe a little over 4 years. And someone wants to take my picture.
Yes, so famous.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. we invented this show during COVID.
Yeah.
And it started as a way to communicate with people because we couldn't see people face to face.
It
started from a Zoom conversation.
We were lonely.
We were lonely. And we did a really good gig, I think, for 4 years. I don't know exactly
how long. Has it been that long?
We did a lot of shows and about a lot of things, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we've decided that this will be our last show. And, you know, what I'm going to say about that, though, is you never know when there needs to be a special edition of The Clatch. Because there might be an urgent...
Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we never know. So it isn't goodbye. We're still going to be here. Heidi has her reggae show. Heidi, what's your Borderlines?
Borderlines on Thursday afternoons.
Yeah, so you can always listen to Heidi there. And
Thank
we
you.
Can listen to Susan on Avesh on Minute every
True.
Now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be opening up again with Stirring the Pot, which is a food show that I did a few years ago. And so we're gonna re-up that one. And
yes.
That will be two different co-hosts with me starting Tuesday, October 22nd with Tom Conway. And that should be hilarious. And then after that, my friend Celine Demure, who hails from Turkey, will occupy the co-host seat. So,
is she going to amp you up on Turkish coffee?
Oh, she makes the best Turkish coffee you ever had in your entire life. It
I
is
need this.
So good. And she's a wonderful cook, and her husband is a wonderful cook and baker. And so she loves food, and she's lively and fun to talk to. So
I have a question. When you do Stirring the Pot live, will there be service? Food service available?
Why? Would you
like,
want to come
we
if there were?
By?
Would
yeah.
you like to be engineer if
yeah.
there's food?
Well, under those circumstances, yes, I would.
You heard the woman.
Well, we'll have to see.
Got
to
hook that up.
You know, you never know. Occasionally, I could say sure. But every time, probably not. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that a good enough answer?
And
yes, no, yes, no.
I love that you're bringing him up.
Waffling.
Yeah.
So that show will be on the second and fourth Tuesdays. Just
right.
like The Clatch has been.
It
so
returns.
And it returns.
The time slot will be this time
Same
slot.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
okay.
we're all looking forward to that. And so now I'd like to talk a little bit with these girls that are sitting here. These women, I don't even
don't
know
mind
what to call
if I
you.
Do.
I
broads. We actually identify
broads.
As broads.
Yeah, broads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Broads. Yeah. Yeah. And it's lime green. And I guess it's a regal purple.
I would
like
say.
A royal
sure.
purple.
Sure.
Lots
Absolutely.
Of sequins.
Yes.
Big beehive.
Riche. Mm-hmm.
And so much jewelry.
Thank you for noticing.
Don't you have an armored like car out there?
We do. We always travel in an armored limo.
Yeah.
And drive us. We just told him circle because we don't like it to get too cool in the car. So you got to keep it running.
Perfectly tilted.
See him out there. Yes.
Well, plus you don't want to draw attention to yourself in front of the
studio.
Absolutely.
That has a lot to do with it. Yeah.
We try to keep under the radar more. I would say we're subtle people. We're soft spoken. Would you say?
We wear like colors and
we
wear practical shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. We try
we're
to blend in.
Just here to
with
make a difference on Vachon.
Well,
you're welcome.
I don't. The blending in part is a little hard for me, and maybe it's because maybe it's your Florida accent.
Oh,
it could be it.
Well, that's interesting you say that because it must be your Northwest accent you're hearing with because what we have, and we have worked so hard.
Perfect neutral continental accent.
Absolutely neutral.
We worked with a...
How many years?
Oh, my God.
With an elocution specialist for about 42 years.
Most of the time for my just to get... So that we sound like everybody.
Just neutral.
We were approachable that way.
We used to have such strong accents, if you can
God.
Believe it.
Yeah, could barely
she
understand.
Got rid of them. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't know this, but most local news stations use our voices to try to get
that neutral
American.
If there's like, say, a world disaster and you want everybody to stay calm, but you want to get the information out, it's my sister and I.
Because people find our voices very soothing.
Very soothing.
Very neutral, very soothing. So
it's the same with our singing voices.
Yes.
It must be a huge contract for you.
Oh, it is.
Contracts.
All those radio stations
we do have
using
a lot of lawyers. Oh, but mostly divorce lawyers, actually. Nobody has ever bothered to sue us.
How many times have you been divorced?
Oh, God, who could count? Yeah, I would know.
We really don't know anymore. We certainly
There's
never changed our names.
There's a spreadsheet somewhere that Jeff keeps, but I haven't looked at it
Jeff
in ages.
Jeff is our assistant. It's spelled G-E-O-F-F.
It's the homosexual spelling.
You know what? You should introduce us so they know who we are.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I am Anne.
And I am Nancy. And
together we are the famous Filz and Sisters.
Oh, that feels good.
Thank
Welcome.
You.
Thank
good
you.
To be
Thank
here.
You.
It feels great to be
if
here.
If our name does sound familiar, yes, we are those Filzens of the
Filson family, Filbert fortune
of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And it's a fortune built, as you all know,
on nuts.
Yes. The Filberts.
We're nut rich, which makes us, as Susan had alluded to earlier, a rich couple of nuts.
Here's
I
that.
Didn't know there were Filberts in Florida.
Mm.
Oh, well, this is just where the
very
factory
special,
is.
Very special circumstances.
So certainly.
Big, big, enormous. In fact, the largest unsupported greenhouse ceiling in the entire
it's
world.
It's unsupported.
Oh. Yeah.
Except for we support it.
Well,
and
financially,
boy, do we
boy,
have,
do
we. Have Jack's just coming back from Florida.
Yeah.
You heard about
and
the hurricanes
we're going back.
Down there.
We do a lot of hurricane support for the people because we're of the people and we're for the people.
We did a Boca Roca tour where everybody loves almond roca and we thought it would just lift their spirits.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want a little nugget in a time of crisis?
Everybody gets just a little something. And
Absolutely.
Then we do sort of our version of a USO tour. So we'll go out there when Milton's done.
A lot of kissing babies.
Yes.
And the husbands too. Pressing of the flesh.
Mm-hmm. We were both married to a Dr. Milton. Do you remember this?
Oh, I do. And Dr. Scholes at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. She had Dr. Scholes.
He
I had
couldn't
Dr. Milton,
tell us apart either. Identical twin sisters.
Since birth. So.
You know, we just heard it's your last show, and it comes to mind that maybe
we have a little something.
I was wondering why you're here.
Well, we have a little
I
something
I was wondering
we
why
share.
You would invite us either, but people are usually know what they're getting into. You know, sister, this is going to be our first and last clash, it turns out.
Oh, my gosh.
There's not many things we've done only once.
So right.
It's a short list. PCP.
Drugstore mascara.
Apologizing.
That's true.
So overrated.
But when it comes to the clash, one and done will never be enough.
You're right.
Do that to me one more clash. Once is never enough with a clash like you. And you clash that to me one more time. I can never clash enough with a clash like you. Whoa. Clash me and scratch that itch.
Scratching.
Oh, Linda, do that to one more class.
Oh,
now that I'm singing, I can feel a sequel coming
on. I feel it in my bones.
Oh. I don't think it's over.
No way.
Yet.
No way.
More.
Here we go.
Pass that by me one more clutch. Once is never enough on the voice of Bashan. Tell your stories one more clutch. I can never clutch enough of your gorgeous clutch. Whoa. Clutch those things you clutch on the radios. Oh, Heidi and Susan, clutch it to me once again.
Which is something we were thinking of off the top of our heads.
We just wanted to get that off our chest.
I'm really glad we
had
that opportunity.
Let you know how we felt, and it feels intimate.
We actually can often find our words, but sometimes the best expression comes through music.
Isn't that so true?
Oh, nice, dry shibbly.
I've always said that. It very much feels good to sing what you're feeling and to feel what you're singing. Have you always said that?
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
I probably did say that.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Also, that's my bracelet. You're welcome. You look great in it.
Thank you.
And
I love
Nancy.
A pop of color.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're so
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you
so
for hearing
welcome.
That.
That was well, really now, lovely. Thank you.
Now we can't come back.
Catch it to me.
You know how many
time.
Times Elton John has done a reunion tour,
mean,
and you can too.
That's well, that's true. Yeah. And think of Mick Jagger. You
Absolutely.
Know?
He is a reunion
think
tour.
Think of Mick
Isn't
Jagger.
He, though?
And
Isn't
I do.
That
did.
Yeah. I suppose you know him too.
Very well. Very well. You know, he wouldn't be who he was if it wasn't for us. Many people don't knew that. No,
really? I don't think I would have gotten chlamydia more than once. If it wasn't for him too.
But that's true.
It's so true.
We can see it now. We know he's not up this early.
Ruby Tuesday?
You know, it's about.
It looks familiar and it sounds familiar.
Yeah. You know. I get it. Mm-hmm. Heidi, have you met the Filson sisters before?
Yes, I have.
Yes, have you?
Yes, I have.
We remember. We've been following her for years just trying to figure
Absolutely.
Out how to pronounce her last name.
We're trying
which
to
is one reason why we agreed to come onto the show today.
And we love a deep cold plunge.
Oh,
there you go. Well, at least a deep one.
Now, that reminds me of my honeymoon.
Right.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that about Heidi.
So I'm going to give you three guesses what my married last name means.
Okay.
Oh.
Skrypek?
We should spell it, Heidi.
Serengeti Smorgasbord.
Close.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
It's here, a second hint. It's a type of musical instrument that somebody plays. It's the person that plays the instrument.
Oh, is it McJabba? Jabba. McJabba?
Is it a Jabberwocky?
It's
a lyre.
It's a stringed instrument, and the person that
a
plays
viola.
It is a
viola.
A
violinist.
You got
a fiddler.
It.
A pianist.
But I love saying pianist. A fiddler?
A fiddler. That's Heidi right. Fiddler.
In what language?
Polish.
Yeah. So Gesundheit. You're a fiddler.
Yeah.
Heidi the Fiddler.
Heidi makes so much sense. So much sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that now.
Do you have a rooftop garden? Because you should.
You need one.
Just got it. Yeah.
I
Everyone
would
tie should
have
off,
one.
Though. At our age, we can't afford a fall.
A word.
Oh, no.
I only have two hips to break.
Belay on.
Really? So Birds what have you got on your agenda for the next few weeks?
Boy. We are flying right off.
Yeah, back
I don't know if you all know this, but to get off of this godforsaken island right away, you can fake a little mild infarction, and then you can get on this.
You're right over to
the
Seattle
helicopter.
What is this?
Airlift Northwest. They take you to Harborview. There's a Diva Espresso right next door. It's lovely.
And you're off.
You go down to Nordstrom.
You're halfway to the airport.
Yeah.
So think about that. And that's one of our plans. You know, the thing is, we often come to this island, Vashon, to do
God knows
community
why.
Service.
Is it court ordered?
Sure. Perhaps. It's an unusual place you have here, and I don't know what there is to talk
We've
about. That's probably
understood.
Why you have to cancel the show, because there's nothing happening here. I can't find a single thing to do here. Oh. Your restaurants are closed at 6 p.m.,
Your shoes are open-toed.
Oh,
my God.
Lord.
Your children are unkempt.
People wear their pajamas to the store.
Just about everything closes at 8 o'clock.
Wait, have you tried stand-up paddleboarding?
Excuse me.
I don't know
me.
What you're talking about. What is
it's
this?
Like doing comedy on the water?
Like on the water.
Comedy
yeah,
on the water.
On the water.
No. Oh. I would rather stand be on up. Lane when we do comedy.
We don't do stand up anymore, but we do
we never
have
had to.
We have a wonderful, wonderful series of comedy houses, the Nut House.
You've heard of that?
Actually,
Germany. Do you know about them with your Polish
people? There's two in Poland.
We're huge in the Czech Republic, most of Germany, and branching into Poland as soon as we can get David Hasselhoff to have that little thing on his
record.
He has something on his record.
But
he can't. It's a series
allowed.
Of comedy clubs.
And
the
fun. There are a lot of fun.
So and
fun.
So you, these are your comedy
clubs? Oh, we own
oh,
them,
so
yes.
Oh, my
sometimes
God.
We do
stand
guest
up
appearances.
Anymore.
Now
oh.
that we actually had to leave because apparently hurricanes are truly dangerous.
And we have brittle bones. We
next.
Have very brittle bones.
Oh,
and that
absolutely.
Happens when you're elderly. That can happen. So you have to be careful.
I think we're going to get in the limo, drink a lot of milk, get on the airplane.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what takes us
we
from
have a,
there.
We have a lunch date with Sally Field tomorrow. And we're doing, who's the yogurt gal who sells the yogurt? You
who's
know,
that?
What's her cute name?
I don't
oh.
know.
Jamie Lee.
Thank you. Jamie Lee.
Rita Perlman is coming over. We're going to pick out a new wig for her. That's going to be
so
very exciting.
Where do you get your wigs on, Vashon? Is there a shop?
Granny's Attic.
Yeah, you have to go to Granny's,
oh.
Granny's Attic. Or you've been to Granny's Attic.
What's
Granny's
Attic?
We don't do stairs at Hot Rage, too.
It is.
Well, okay, well, you could try catching some of the sheep.
The sheep.
Yeah,
you
know, there's some
own.
Long-haired sheep you can
no,
make.
No, you wouldn't
this
make
this place
own.
Is not for
no.
us.
We're not really into pets either. We travel too much to have pets and livestock.
This is a very rural kind of place, and we're not very rural people.
No. Just well, try that, saying rural. It's very
it's
difficult.
A mouthful. It's not our preferred mouthful, if
no.
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know
did you bring
mean.
Nuts, by the way?
No. We always travel with a gift. For our hosts. And yes, we have a gift.
Oh
boy.
Oh,
something to remember
gifts.
Because the song wasn't enough.
Oh, the song,
the song
was
so
fantastic.
It's
you're welcome.
Fabulous.
A keeper.
You know, and I know that you do. When you are an aging woman, people are talking about hormone replacement therapy,
mustache replacement therapy.
All of they're replacing it all, but you really don't have to replace much. If you eat a well-balanced diet. Now, yes.
You know,
what?
You know, with high on protein, low on fat,
lots of selenium
diet.
And
yes.
So what
selenium,
I can recommend
is that how they pronounce
to
that?
You and to all of your guests, eat a lot of nuts. And they're so convenient. You can take them with you anywhere you go. You grab
put
a sack.
Your snack and put it in your hand.
Stuff it full of a handful
you
of nuts.
You can share it with your partner, too. Anybody you, sitting next to you.
Just everywhere you go, you take your nut sack with you. And we have done that.
Yes.
We have brought a bag of, now, these are, please, sister.
Oh, organic roasted chestnuts, shelled and ready to eat. But where's the open fire here? Okay, we'll do a little ASMR.
They're already roasted.
They're pre-roasted.
Wow.
Now, I need to warn you that a chestnut is a very moist nut. And I didn't bring little cocktail forks.
Your nuts are glistening.
Yeah.
They're, put those in a glass.
They're a moist nut.
They look a little slimy.
They're good for the radio because you don't have a dry mouth situation.
They're
like here, Susan, you go
people
first.
Keep passing them
yeah,
on.
Give it to Susan. She'll try anything.
She'll try anything.
Susan will eat anybody's
delicious.
Nuts.
Delicious. They're high in protein.
Very petite, very demure.
You notice
kind of a weird texture.
That's a strange taste. Filling up my mouth with.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I'm going to pass.
Something I don't like.
Chalk.
Is it on?
Oh,
the
it's because it's the gluten free. That's why.
That's delicious. Now that's a delicious chestnut.
I think you would have to.
What do you think, Heidi?
It's very meaty.
It is very meaty.
It's
I would
meaty
agree.
Nut.
It's a meaty nut.
Kind of musty.
Yes.
Are you gonna bring these on your cooking show?
Well, you know, I think they. Yes. I like chestnut filling in cookies.
Delicious.
I mean, I could get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the flavor.
Tastes like it's already
I
filling.
I like the chuck.
I think this.
I
really do love a chestnut. I could eat a bag of them.
But you don't have
well,
a chestnut orchard.
We had to
we do.
We
have, you
them have
all.
A
chestnut
orchard.
We do.
Of
we have them
we
all.
Do
you know, we've for a while, we actually were married to the Pistachio Brothers. And
the Pizzianis.
We said, that's their given name, the Pizzianis. They were all long-distance runners at very, very fine ankles.
Delicate ankle.
Darling men.
Italians.
And at that time, we were mostly in charge of a vast filbert fortune.
Yeah.
But it was when we were joined with the Pistachianis and the Pistachio fortune, which we got in the divorce, that it just really ramped up our nut game.
Yeah, and
at that point, we just
diversified.
Moved on.
We diversified.
Walnuts,
Mm-hmm. Well, did you, speaking of your divorces, did you coordinate the timing on those?
We do it all at the same time.
We try to.
But it's the same thing every year. We go to get our mammogram. Yeah. We get our pap smear. We get the
rotated
on the bands all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. We're busy ladies.
If you have to go into the city, you may as well.
Oh my God.
Get it all done.
Yeah.
I bet we have to, we would like to thank our sponsors for a minute.
Oh, just a brief and fleeting.
It'll just be a second. We'll be right back.
Please. Right back. I'll be right here.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Palouse Winery. Award-winning wines are available for tasting on their covered patio noon to 5, Friday through Sunday. For private event inquiries, to see the music schedule, or to make a reservation, visit PalouseWinery.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
We're back.
Welcome back.
That was me, Elsa.
Here we are. You're listening to The Voice of Vashon and The Clatch live or recorded. Mm. You'll never know. So when we were on the break, Susan... Yeah,
we don't edit it. Yeah.
Susan brought up an idea, and she said, you know, since this is our last show, why don't we talk about some past shows?
Oh, I love a past show.
I'm not going to start that one. So if anybody would like to offer something, that would be kind of nice.
Well, you know, I don't know that I can say I remember a specific show, but what I remember most of all is Heidi's most appropriate, inappropriate comments.
Well, they
generally having to
out.
Do with the vajayjay.
Yeah. Or, you know, those seven words we're not supposed to say on the air. Yeah.
We have a lot of problems with those seven words on our show as well.
Do. Definitely.
Hey, you just say clatch. It really fits.
I know. You just use that word interchangeably in all this innuendo.
Right. In so many ways.
Flew by. I was like, oh, I get it now. Rhymes with snatch. I got it.
I got it.
Hey, that's not on this list. I could say not that on this list.
As in thievery.
There are a few words that aren't on the list.
Sure.
That we can say.
Such as?
Well, tits.
I think it is. It's on the list.
It's
absolutely on the list.
It is. You meant. All right. I think you meant fits. Fits.
Yeah. But you know,
glitz. Back.
Wow. The beauty of this is if anybody catches it, we know somebody's listening.
It's your last show. We'll give you a number of a good divorce lawyer.
Oh, I think I'm going to get fired now. Good thing I quit first.
That's right.
We use an email address for all of our fans that listen, and it is TITS, the Identical Twin Sisters.
Yeah, it's an acronym.
Oh,
TITS famousfilthysisters.com. So please do email us if you're listening.
At what.com?
Famousfilthysisters.com.
Yes.
T-I-T-S. You can spell it. Nobody ever told us you couldn't.
That's right. Well, yeah, you can spell it. You can. You just can't say it.
No, but you did. So, yes, you can.
I was just trying to keep up with Heidi.
You want to try? She needs her prescription checks also.
Heidi, what do you remember about our past shows?
Just so we talked about a lot of things that I didn't hear on the radio, like getting a boob job after you've breastfed the bejesus out of your children.
Yeah.
And getting little cupcake implants just to hold your stuff up.
Little cupcake.
Keep the girls smiling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enough that no one's going to say, oh, that's a Pam Anderson wannabe. That's someone that's like...
Yeah, it's not... Yeah.
We never nursed and we get them every 3 years. So do you endorse this?
Right.
Gravity, hello?
Well, I wouldn't call yours cupcakes.
No, I wouldn't either.
No, I was like a bundt cake.
Flapjacks.
No, I was thinking more like B-52s.
Highly conical.
Jelly roll.
Highly conical. Yes.
Do you remember those bras in the 60s?
Oh, we were there. Yeah, like, the bullet bra.
They were like spaceships.
Poking eye out.
Because they didn't have the underwire technology really dialed in.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of stitching.
A lot of stitching around and around and around.
Yeah. So,
out front. Get it up and out.
And people were more nipple forward back then, too. Everybody's so... anti-nipple nowadays.
People like a round look now.
What is wrong with a nipple?
Thank you.
For years I went braless and I had to do, it was, Try to avoid nipple exposure. Well, what right. is wrong
I'll
with
tell you
a nipple?
What. Facebook can't stop advertising to me these silicone things that
the
go
pedals,
over your nipples.
Yeah, yeah. To hide your nipples.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Gen Z, they let those nipples show, and I say, good for you, yeah, girls.
You bet.
Let them show. Big deal. We all got them.
Those
right.
Gen Z girls well, do
most
a lot
of us
of things
do.
They
do.
Didn't dare do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they
skip
do.
Dinner. I would never.
Like skip dinner.
Never,
exactly.
Never.
That would not happen.
No. I mean, we don't cook, but we do make reservations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And lean cuisine. Thank God for
we
lean
do
cuisine.
Love lean cuisine. Mm-hmm. We're also spokespeople.
And yeah.
Spokeswomen.
And popcorn mm-hmm. and red vines.
Yeah.
We would love to come back to your show when you're cooking. If you do, if you
would
do cave and
oh,
have
are you
food.
Kidding?
And,
oh,
that
we
would
love
be
to eat, clearly.
Yeah. You know what we like to do when we have our radio show? We like to stop next door at the Island Queen. Mm. Not an actual queen. We did learn that. And we get
we thought it was a
drive-through
drag shop, honestly.
A Coke. They have great ice over
oh,
there.
Great
they
ice.
Have the little, you know,
they
the little
chewy ice.
The great ice. Yeah. And once, do you remember once she brought us over some hot wings?
Oh, that's right.
They were good. They weren't wings. They were like, you know,
they
strips,
were like heaven.
Chicken strips. Delicious. Yeah.
Were they too hot?
They were perfect.
No, perfect.
They were perfect.
We like a little Coke before the show, and Island Queen always has.
Yeah, we like to. We always pre-funk with Coke before mm-hmm. any kind of performance.
Really?
Oh yeah, we've been doing
what
it for
you?
Years.
What was your before moment in this show today?
The moment today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you get into your entertainment space?
I had a Snickers.
Oh, look at you. Back when Susan engineered our show, all she ate was salad.
I had
you've really come a long way, baby.
You'd always say, sorry, Susan.
Braunschweiger.
Braunschweiger? What's that?
You know, liverwurst. Sausage.
Oh, okay.
You ate that?
You are old school.
Wow. Oh, I love it. So I had some on crackers. It was
nice.
Good.
Where do you buy that?
Anywhere.
Braunschweiger.
Braunschweiger.
You can buy it at the grocery store.
At the grocery store.
I've never been to one.
I prefer the kind that come from the fancy butcher stores.
Sure.
You know, because they home make it. And
like
it's like a pate.
Okay. That I know.
It's like pate, but it comes in a tube. So.
What about you, Heidi? What was your before moment before the show today?
I was working on an RFP for a major mountainous resort with a PR firm.
Swiss Alps?
Basically. No, it's a Washington Alps.
Lovely. That sounds beautiful.
But did you eat? What did you eat?
I didn't. I was too busy working.
Do you need more chestnuts?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead. I ate most of them.
They're so meaty.
So meaty.
This is like protein hit. What is the protein content? Since you are experts in these.
I don't have my readers on, but please talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Although I say the ingredients are.
I'm guessing
one thing: organic good. Roasted chestnut kernels.
There's got to be a
chestnut
good
chestnut kernel. Very store in a cold place.
I love the taste, but I don't like the texture. A little bit.
It's like the inside of a Fig Newton, kind of.
Yeah.
Without 2 grams.
Without the moisture.
2 grams.
Fig Newton is my most unfavorite.
That's all.
That's not a delicious cookie. That's not my favorite either.
I love Paul Newman though.
Well, I do
he
love
was
Paul
fabulous.
Newman.
Yes. We had a wonderful affair with him.
With
he
who?
Maybe Paul
twice.
Newman.
Paul Newman.
Before he was married.
He always
he was give, very
he always
loyal.
Has always given back. That's mm-hmm. all. I'm just gonna say that. Leave
generous.
That right there.
Uh-huh. Generous.
I've heard he's
charitable.
A very giving person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he is.
He's dead.
And a wonderful jawline. Well, he is now.
As the kids say, his face card never declines.
I love that.
I once did a sustainability video with him.
Oh.
Did you really?
In the 90s, yeah.
A sustainability video?
Because of his Paul Newman's
his
spaghetti
product.
Sauce and his
yeah,
product.
Yeah, yeah. He gets back.
Mm-hmm. We did a film on it.
Did you? Were you able to kiss him?
No, I sort of stood in the back. You know, it was lovely. It was good. And I don't know where it is. I'd love to see it.
We
again,
were on the set with him of Cool Hand Luke mm-hmm. at the time.
Yeah. Did your panties fall down immediately?
Oh, well, we didn't wear them. But.
Oh, you have to even wear them.
Yeah, that's convenient. Yeah.
We were hired to be twin brothel owners mm-hmm. on the path. You remember he's out there and he's... he's pickaxing out the train tracks.
Is that the one where he drinks all the eggs?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I think it is.
He would have to ask permission.
And Cool Hand Luke?
Getting water over here, boss.
Yeah.
And we'd say. Some lunch over here, boss.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we played with that a little bit later. Yeah.
And
I did.
And they ended up cutting
time.
It right out.
Whatever.
And then he would say, too much. What we have here is a failure to communicate.
That's it. You got it.
You got
you know
this.
Him well.
That was the word.
He's a handsome devil.
Now, if you could take to bed Paul Newman or who else? Elvis Presley. In the day.
In the day.
At the
Paul Newman.
Oh, you mean as not opposed to as night at night?
I think we took in their day.
You mean in the in, day in the light of day?
I should hope
with the drapes.
So both
open
beautiful
and everything.
Men, both very beautiful men.
Absolutely, Paul Newman.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Paul Newman.
Oh yeah.
I think Elvis liked younger women anyway. Not my type.
Well, right. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But who would be more performative?
Those hips, right?
I was thinking Elvis. The lips.
Good question,
Heidi.
Oh, I'm
thinking,
Paul
Newman. I still think it'd be Paul Newman.
Now, what about Robert Redford? Let's put him in the mix.
Might as well.
What's going on with his hair? Is that real still?
It can't be.
I'm not sure.
It's so luscious still.
I don't think
but
it
this
is.
With Rock be. Hudson, too, back then.
Oh, Rock Hudson.
We were his non-gay wife on his arms for many a Hollywood premiere.
We'd be at it here and there. Yeah.
And so you were arm candy.
Yeah. Sure. Fine. He was a gorgeous man.
Gorgeous.
So you two would pick Paul as well.
Oh, God, I'd take all three.
Heidi made me really question the hip swivel, though. I mean...
Well,
oh,
I see. But it didn't come from nothing. It's also the lips.
The hips and the lips.
The hips and the lips.
Yeah. And the eyes.
Yeah.
And the hips and the lips. Mm, yeah, there's a few things.
There's
and
a few
the voice.
Yeah.
And
I'll
the
take
voice.
All three.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go.
Well, you could try before you decided.
Thank you.
Well, that's
you,
true.
Right? Yeah.
That's true. That's called premarital
sample.
Sex. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or break it, you buy it.
Sex.
You break it, you
let's go to today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today. Who would you fall for today?
Oh, anybody. Mm. We can. We can. We have so many to choose from, right?
Gosh, Colin Firth.
Who's that comedian you like on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I love Nate Bargatze. Yeah. He hosted this last year. Yeah, but I don't think I would make a lover of him, but I think he is very adorable.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama
is a great choice.
Yeah,
that is a good choice.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I like that choice.
What about Christian Bale?
I salute him.
Hmm. I don't like
he's a little hot-headed.
That's where I go to. I've heard
they
I've
take
heard
it
him
slow
yelling at
when
people.
He goes, no,
go,
you take it slow. No, I don't like
that. Turns me right off. I like that
abusive.
Zach Galifianakis. He's funny.
He's funny.
I don't like a man with a beard. This is the only place my identical twin sister and I actually
I love a hair
diverge
suit man.
A lot. Yeah.
You
and
do?
I do. Yeah.
A hair suit
I like,
man.
Like a hairless cat. I like my man very smooth. I want to just slide right off of him.
Yep.
Just slide right off of him.
And that's convenient because although we'll happily trade, you know, we're not too picky,
not
but we
deal.
Do. In our heart of hearts, we have a very different taste in men.
And
women.
And probably they actually have no taste in women.
And
don't
there you go.
Say
there you
this
have
on the air. Yeah. That is the one place I think that we diverge. In everything else.
Identical.
We are identical.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
Have you ever had children? Either one of you?
Oh, my God, no. Why would we?
No. That sounds terrible.
Oh.
But I'm so
we
glad
love
people do because
children.
I love to have doctors. I love to have lawyers. I love to have all the
good
things.
Limo drivers.
You know. But I would never have my
jewelry
own.
Jewelry makers? No.
Oh, that's true.
Diamond miners? No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. And I'll tell you what. We look at our mother and the things she went through.
Barely.
Oh.
It's not often that twins are actually born at the same time. But
exactly
we were
the same
in
time.
A Chinese restaurant.
So
just
no
like
one's older
truck.
Than the other?
No, actually.
No. It's
in a Chinese restaurant?
Perfectly yin and
her space
was just right. Just right
Christmas
in my
Eve.
Buns.
Yep.
And you can imagine where mine were. We just came out yin and yang, just like that. Our poor mother, it either nearly killed her or killed her. She was a bitter woman most
was
of the
time. Very sour.
We were
very
in showbiz
sour.
From the get-go, and she
did her best,
applaud.
Is what we say. Mm. She did her best.
Mm. We were very close
wasn't
to our
much.
Father,
May
Bill Filson.
May he rest in peace.
He used to
good
put
man.
Us one on each knee, his identical twin
never
daughters.
Never could tell
he
us apart.
I know, we had so
never
much fun
could.
With that. And he'd say, girls, don't rest on your nuts.
Do
go
something.
Out there and make a difference in
be
the world.
Somebody.
And, that's
and
why
he spurred us
today.
On. And, you know, I would say from the very youngest, we were spokespeople for the Chinese restaurant. And then it just well, carried
naturally.
On from there. We took off. We worked for, oh, God, who did we work for? Who didn't we work for?
Well, you must have had an audience, your first audience the moment you were born.
Indeed.
In
yeah.
the Chinese
obviously.
Restaurant.
Yeah, the whole staff.
People were just so glad it was over and they could get the second course.
Well, they wanted some more chow mein.
Yeah. We need that Lazy Susan back.
That's right. They wrapped us up in those beautiful little red cloth napkins and handed one to each of our parents, and they walked us home in the snow, and that was that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What
so I know you live in Florida.
Sometimes. Well, we have homes up here.
We actually have homes here.
How close are you to Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, please.
We don't much bother with Mar-a-Lago.
We had homes
obviously.
Very close, and we sold them because I cannot
tolerate.
We love a rich a New Yorker.
Sure.
If they come by their money honestly, well, if they're just honest, but we won't bother.
No. Well, is he still clamoring after you?
Always. In the 80s, we had fun together. We partied together. We used to go to Andy Warhol's parties all the time, and he was a different guy back then. He was an idiot.
He was not a different guy back then. I said, this guy still player.
Oh, yeah.
Maker of fabricated stories. No, I've never liked him. And his hair has always been terrible.
Mm-hmm. Always been terrible. So we keep him at arm's length. Yeah. But would I still attend a party? Depends on who's catering, maybe. But we try to stay away.
Right
as much
now,
as we
it's
can.
Pretty hot button top yeah. for us to be seen in a
and
room
Melania
with him.
Melania is not a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Is she kind of sour?
She's not
woman.
Fun.
Well, can you
but
imagine?
Would you be fun?
Well,
I mean, come on. Ivanka knew how to throw a party. Now I'll say that.
She
I'll
does.
Say
she
that.
She can spend that money.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you're away from Florida,
sure.
What do you miss the most?
I don't think the humidity. Would you say?
I mean, and does it make us look like we're wearing wigs when
no,
there's a
yeah,
lot of
it looks
humidity?
Gorgeous. Yeah, right
Thank
now
you.
It looks beautiful.
The Delta Burke.
I that is a beautiful Delta Burke.
Is it Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Always the Zsa Zsa. I love a Zsa Zsa.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Classic.
We don't really stay in one place very often.
No.
We're always
flitting
here and there. It really depends. A lot of charity, you know.
And we do so much
a lot
charity.
We do a lot of charity. Today feels a lot like charity, honestly.
Yeah. A lot of the work on Vashon Island.
Yeah, much of our work here mm-hmm. and other work. We do love to be in Europe in a certain mm-hmm. season. Mm-hmm. We like to be in Bali during a certain season. We've actually skipped most of... the last 3 years because we were cryogenically frozen during this pandemic that you all had.
We missed
had.
It all
you
together.
Were cryogenically frozen.
Really? Oh, absolutely.
That's
a good
like?
Idea. Oh, well, we try to do it about every 17, 18 months. We go down for...
And we go deep, deep freeze.
7, 8 months. And
it's for the highly affluent.
They left us in longer because they thought they don't need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
We heard there was a little bit. The coronavirus, very dangerous for women of our age.
It's a great way to stay young because all in all, we've only been...
Actually,
thawed.
On the surface,
probably a third of our lives.
Yeah,
maybe two. Maybe
yeah. We're in our mid 90s and we look amazing.
Yeah, this is how Sly Stallone stays so fit and young.
Patrick Swayze was there too. We found out he actually died this
last
time, but he
didn't
stayed
know.
Too deep.
Yeah,
he did not.
It's
he did
excellent.
Not thaw this last time.
If you can afford it, and it's not cheap,
and I'm sure you can,
I highly recommend it.
We could do
well,
it.
Well, how does it feel? Do you feel yourself freezing?
No.
Oh, no.
Have you ever taken ketamine and gone into a K-hole?
No.
Okay. Well, it's very much like that from
it's
what I'm told.
It's K-hole-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call it K-holey days.
Yeah.
Well, I've never even heard that term.
What's a K-hole?
What is a K-hole?
When you take ketamine... You don't take it. Okay, so you go into sort of a deep hole where you're like, am I a person? Am I alive? What is the world?
Am I a fence post?
And that's sort of what it's like to be cryogenically
frozen. Am I a chestnut?
So are you aware that you're frozen? Is your brain still working?
Your brain is not dead.
As an identical twin, we're sharing things all the time.
So we have communication between the two of us. But other than that, you're kind of out.
You are fascinating me.
you go ahead. Tell
I
us.
No
fascinate
idea.
Us right back.
Yes.
Tell us about
that's
you.
That's a challenge.
As soon as our underwriters do their thing.
So what?
Oh, we need to do those again?
Yeah, we just do them twice.
We do two, and then we do two again. Here we go.
Market, IGA, and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
And we are back with our famous Filson sisters guests on The Clutch.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 So we touched a little bit on... politics a little earlier with that dastardly person we don't care for.
Oh, your neighbor in Florida.
And by the way, listening audience, this is my opinion only, and it does not reflect the opinions of Voice of Vashon. However, I would wonder.
You're just trying to save face because you said tits earlier, and now I did.
And now you said it.
And now you said it.
Oh, no. I don't live here.
Okay. So, moving forward,
snorting.
What? You know, we're moving into a whole new realm of politics right now.
I hope so.
And I, you know, we're watching a woman run. Mm. I mean, she's running.
She's running
in all senses of that word.
Yeah.
And how are you with all that?
We have given many, many, many dollars to her campaign. Well, first of all,
$14.
Things are going to smell so much better when she's in office, I think. A woman in general.
We were very good friends with Geraldine Ferraro, and I think we really missed an opportunity her.
I think we all missed an opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll tell you this. That Mamala is going to run the show in a way we've never seen before. It's time for a little hot
I think
in
so
the
too.
White House.
The change. This is what she's selling right now. Mm-hmm. A change.
I'm buying.
And we need a change.
A real change.
Yeah. We are all for her. And you will see us at inauguration night.
Absolutely.
Were helping with her gown that she's going to wear to the ball.
Well, we're trying. Yeah, she's
not
a
built
little
like
more,
we are.
No.
She's a little bit more understated. She's really pressing back.
Yeah, and as subtle as we are, she's more so.
We have asked Bette Midler to talk to her to intervene a little bit about it. She's also helping a little bit. She's helping with the elocution as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just so really Kamala can come across as straightforward. Yeah. But we will be there for election night.
We'll be deciding what to wear. Something beautiful, something fabulous, understated, elegant.
That's what we do.
When she wins.
I don't think it's an if anymore. It's not an if. It's a when.
We're not ifing around any longer.
Yeah.
And it's not really. If you, yeah, if you even say that.
Wouldn't it be fun to have a first man? A first husband, a first gentleman.
I do.
Yes, I think that's really cool.
He's cute.
Doing a great big, a wonderful job.
Yes, he is.
He's really doing a wonderful job.
Well, and hello,
I believe
a Jew
him
in the White House. I'm all for it.
Would that be a first also?
Absolutely.
And a black woman.
Yeah,
and
most
a black
likely.
Woman. We're breaking down all kinds of barriers.
Yeah.
Welcome to Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Welcome to a
pluralistic. Is it Rosh Hashanah right now?
Not right now.
It was last week.
It was.
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
So
say so long to Rosh Hashanah and say hello to your friend, Yom
Sukkot
Kippur.
Sukkot is just around the corner too. So, you know, so much to celebrate.
There is so much to celebrate. I remember that. Yeah.
And what do the folks of Vashon do on election night? Is there going to be a big party like that we are going to attend?
You know,
much like
when
that, with
Barack
the champagne?
Obama won, there was a huge party at the Vashon Theater. It was.
Okay.
It was.
You
epic.
Have a theater here.
It's a movie theater, yes. It doesn't have a lot of neon.
Oh, that could be.
It's not flashy.
Who's the last person who headlined at this theater?
The last person to headline.
Oh, it's a movie theater.
It's a movie
theater. Oh, it's moving pictures.
Oh,
all right.
Yes, that's
right.
That's
right.
The arts.
Well,
they
are
the
party.
The talkies.
And did
you
watch?
We have talkies.
You watched
color.
The election on the TV, and you had a party there. Okay. And what about this year?
This year, I
haven't heard.
I don't know.
But I bet we will. I bet we will.
Someone better arrange this.
Well, I think the last time, when you know who ran and won. There was a dirge on the street of people crying.
Oh, I understand. They thought maybe someone else was going
to
win, and they didn't.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that was bad.
What happened to me on the day after election was I had made reservations, not thinking it was the day after election, to go visit a friend in Tucson.
Oh.
And so I get to the Seattle airport, and I get on the same plane with all the people from Tucson who were extolling and celebrating.
Arizona.
And I was just sitting there.
You know
there.
What? I think they should
terrible experience.
Turn off their air conditioning for 48 hours.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to get back at it.
Shut it down, folks.
Why do they
vote this
way?
And then
we'll
see what they have to say.
Yeah. What is wrong with the people of Arizona? Hello, Arizona, if you're listening.
They're going to run out of water anyway.
Exactly.
And I hate that. I have dear friends in Tucson, and I love. Yeah. So that brings up another subject. What are you two doing for the environment?
Well, we buy bottled water exclusively, and I feel like that's one thing we can all do.
We give away all of our gowns after wearing them once.
Oh. Yeah.
Underwear, too.
Yeah. Ah. It might be in some museum. Oh, yeah.
No, this was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I see. Only the old stuff. Yeah.
Our heels. We only do it once because life is short, and why wear the same thing twice?
Well,
that's
yes.
our motto. Mm.
So there's a couple
things
we
recycle
do.
In that regard, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, not waiting in line for your ferries to show up and just taking a helicopter is much more efficient, I think, than idling your car.
Idling. Oh, we don't idle.
Idling. It says don't idle.
No,
we've never
don't
even
idle,
idled a whole
so
life.
We don't.
That's
no.
right. You said you keep the engines going.
That's right.
You
right.
let your driver circle and you ride in a car with a driver, so your carpool.
And we're always
controlled.
Carpooling.
Yeah, they are carpooling.
We
that's
carpool
a good way
together.
To look at it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's also we live in the same homes, even though we always have a home adjacent. We still haven't had our first fight, and so we
never.
Haven't had to.
That's
we
right.
Have never had a fight.
No.
We, no.
What?
No,
what is this fight?
What fighting? Fight about?
We absolutely are thrilled with one
question.
Another.
If you were going to fight about anything, what might it
we
be?
We haven't found out yet.
I can't think of a single thing.
Maybe a man, but so far,
but
so we usually just share.
Know, if she says, I like that one, I say, have him. And if she says, you want that one, I say, okay.
I say, I'll be done in 20, I'll be done in 15 minutes.
I'll send him over.
Well, it depends. I mean, we'll get back to you in 15 minutes is what I really meant to say. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you have vastly different tastes in men.
We
too,
certainly so do. We certainly do.
Yes.
And we're very flexible in regard to men as well.
I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got a new hip, so even though
so you're very flexible.
Been before. Yeah.
It's key. Versatility is. Can I eat this last nut?
Eat it.
Please.
You need some protein.
Yeah, we don't want you falling over.
Yeah. She didn't eat today,
none of us
remember?
Here can pick you up.
And she swam.
I know. She's skinny.
We're good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I have depleted the nuts.
Fill the nut
oh,
bowl.
That's not the first time.
Yeah, we know about you.
That's
I've heard that. Well, here we are moving into autumn so quickly. Summer's gone. Mm. It's raining.
It's a good time for us to go somewhere else with this.
Yeah, maybe Tucson.
This is how also climate control for us is we go any part
go
of the
somewhere
world
else.
Where
warm.
We like the weather at the time.
Yeah. So where are you going?
I mean, we also like the Yukon at different times because you have beautiful furs that we can wear. I brought one with me here today
Rabbit.
Because we weren't sure of your weather here on Bashuan. Mm-hmm. But usually we just try to stay ahead of being uncomfortable.
Oh, well, it probably had somewhere tropical. And then we do love the winter in the Swiss Alps.
We are doing a Swiss Miss rebranding.
Oh, that's
there.
Right, a collab.
Yeah, in Switzerland. That's going to
so
be really
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
We usually go up there and work in the Luge factory. Uh-huh. We have a line of Luge costumes that we're getting ready for the next
All
winter
sequins.
Olympics.
Ooh.
All sequins.
And it's very challenging
and
from an engineering perspective.
Yeah. And you can imagine
they hook onto the ice. So you've got to really think about
that's
this.
My favorite winter Olympic sport.
Oh,
I didn't know you had anything to do with it.
Of
now
course.
I'll be watching
more
closely.
We always encourage any of our dates to put on a Luge costume. And
well, it tells you a lot about a man.
Oh, it sure does.
You can tell a lot about a man by his Luge costume.
I bet you
so
can.
Right now there's some friction issues we're working with. It's either it's sticking to the ice or it's starting fires. So we're kind of
and have you
it's
ever
waffling
seen
between the
silicone
two.
Sequins? You're about to.
Silicone sequins.
Yeah, look out for that. Hashtag silicone sequins.
I was just going to ask about trends in Luge costumes.
Yeah,
and the colors are
changing.
There
it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This year
and
was
a long
so
line
hot.
Of Lube Luge.
Yeah.
Or is it Luge
Luge?
Luge
Luge.
It's very
Luge.
Difficult to say, but if you
Luge
have an accent
Luge.
And you're a Swiss person, it sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Is that related to Luge? Spluge?
Surely is.
Never heard of it.
God willing.
Never heard of it.
About that.
No, I have to think about that for a
it's
while.
It's the first anti-chafing sequin on the market. And yes, we're dropping it here now.
Yeah.
Wow.
You
heard it here first.
You're welcome.
That will be groundbreaking.
Yeah. So we hope not. That's
but
the
not
thing.
Skin breaking.
That's right.
Not skin breaking.
Not skin breaking.
Is it expensive?
Very.
Of course it
very,
is.
Very, 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 very.
Mm-hmm. It's really for not when they actually perform, but when they stand up to accept the medals.
But you know, expensive
then they sparkle.
What
is expensive? If you consider $4,000 for a Luge headband expensive, then yes, it is.
We were born wealthy and we will most likely die wealthy.
God
so
willing.
I'm not really understanding.
Yeah.
What that
well, so
means.
You don't really have to, you don't have to worry about it.
We don't
no,
have
we
to worry about it.
No, we don't worry about a thing.
No. Mm-hmm. No, and that's probably part of why we don't fight, because we don't worry about a thing.
No stress.
No.
It's just all fun.
We advocate for people to also try to be rich and reduce your stress.
It helps a lot. Just if you could impart one piece of wisdom here on your little show on the last day, it's just that. Just be rich.
Take a breath.
Just be rich.
And be very
just
wealthy.
Be rich.
Don't be.
It's kind of magical.
Yeah.
No, just take a deep breath and feel rich.
Inhabit wealth.
You've heard of people who say, I'm feeling poorly. That's where it comes from. Just feel rich.
Manifest.
It changes everything.
Wealth. I feel richly.
We did The Secret. You know The Secret?
What?
That book.
Oh, the book, The Secret.
And we were rich after we read it. We were rich before we read it, too. But so what I'm saying is...
It really worked.
It did not work.
It's true. Barbara Streisand it worked for. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't always rich.
No.
No, she wasn't always rich.
No. Did you read her book?
No.
Well, who could? It's about 9,000 pages.
It's about...
Oh, really?
It's all about Barbara. And it's massive. Is this a book about Barbara? Apparently it is.
I got 4 chapters in, and I said... Okay, I'm done.
She asked us to write the foreword to it, but we never could actually finish the book, and so we said we're PSing.
Oh, my God. I mean, she's a very talented woman, and God love her. Good for her. Mm-hmm. It's too long. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's too long.
Yeah.
Evergreen. Yep.
Audiobook
wrote that for her. Audiobook. Oh,
she reads it herself.
Time?
Oh, man.
Of course she reads it herself.
I'm telling you, it's like 40 hours. It's like a full work
Don't even bother.
God forbid.
What are you reading nowadays, Suze?
I just finished reading The Story of Edgar Sawtell.
Oh.
Which is 600-some pages, but I was on a lot of long airplane flights.
That's right.
So I got to read it, and it's a fabulous story. It's epic. It's sad. It's wonderful, and it's
Hamlet and dogs.
A lot about dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of dogs. And it is a Vashon Repertory Theater production. That is
Wonderful.
Opening this Friday at the Vashon Center for the Arts in the Book It Repertory Theater style.
Oh, what?
Are you familiar with this?
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay, what is the they're book? Not Vashon?
It's a book?
What Book It does is to take a book and turn it into a play.
Yeah. Mm.
So it involves action and drama and sets and
Don't
scenes.
Don't tell Barbara Streisand this.
And
what an investment of time that would be.
What, it's epic storytelling on a stage. Mm. Really.
They got about $500 of my money last year during their fundraising.
Yeah.
I got
With the silent you know,
you
culture,
could
God
send
forbid.
The $14.
That's not a bad idea.
We've done that already.
I mean, I know you did with
Who
some
are the
other
top
people?
Actors sure, sure. and actresses on the island right now that one should be looking out for? Drop it. Who are the names?
Oh, Mick
it's
Coleman.
Too many.
Right.
Mick. Love Mick's it. A lady.
Okay. Mick's a lady.
Yeah, Mick is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are too many to mention.
Too many to mention. Mm-hmm.
There's Jennifer Potter.
Jennifer
Potter.
Jennifer
Familia.
And Tammy Brockway Joyce.
Those names sound so familiar.
I've heard these names so often. We've honestly never been able to meet them.
These two women that we keep hearing about, they're so brilliant and beautiful.
Yes. They are. And they're very kind, and they're very good in the community, too. Oh, they
must
they
be
help
rich.
Take care of us a lot.
Great singing voices.
Wow, I like them already.
I think they just hit the genetic lottery, personally.
That could be it.
Yeah, they probably did. Smart.
We can relate.
Smart.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, you'll probably see them.
I hope
because
so.
Because they're everywhere.
Okay, I'm going to keep my eye out.
They're everywhere.
Busy bodies.
You will see them.
We're about out of time.
Oh, I see that. I'm watching the clock.
Ladies, this is... It.
This is it. Oh, wow.
The clutch. Go bye-bye.
Oh.
Well.
Oh,
it's
wait.
Been
I changed
a
my
great
mind.
Run.
Say goodbye to the clutch.
Oh.
No one.
Well, you know,
farewell.
I do want to say thank you to our audience. We have some loyal audience members, some people who have been listening to us for a long time, and some who never have listened.
Yeah,
we still love you.
Yeah.
But I just want to thank everybody. And Heidi and Susan, you've just been instrumental. You really changed my life by helping with this show.
It's been really great fun. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you were here. And Filson Sisters, oh my gosh. I'll see you next time you're in town for sure.
What a pleasure. Maybe. We'd love that.
And we'll have a cooking show together and we'll...
We will eat. You will cook.
Okay.
I just wanted to make
that. Yeah, we'll get that.
Unless you want to bring lean cuisine.
Boundaries are important to us.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay, everybody.
Right,
this is it. Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
And thank you.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Applause.
Yes, it's really good.
I'm digging it.